Smallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Friday, April 26, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line right now on the road is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She is on the ballot for the U.S. Senate Republican primary race on August 6th. She's joining us today. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
I'm crazy busy, looking forward to packing up and heading over to Grayling after the show today. Going to be setting up and helping those folks out there for the event that you'll be attending with us tonight.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Right now I'm in Tuscola. We were last night, had a great prep meeting in Oakland at Newark, and tonight we'll be in Grayling. Tomorrow we're going to be in Vermontville. So all over the place continuing, and Trucker's going great. So I look forward to tonight with David Clements.
Yes, very much so. Professor and attorney, great story. He produced that movie, Let My People Go. And understand that we'll be able to spend some time with him, get to know him, get to talk with him. And you filed back in March 25th. Kind of interesting, as I look at the list of the five Republican U.S. Senate candidates, it appears that you're the only woman out of the five, even though Sandy Pensler filed from Grosse Pointe, but he's a guy. So you're the only woman left on the ballot for the U.S. Senate race.
Trucker, I am. And quite honestly, and don't take offense to this, but when you want a job done, you get a woman in there to do it. You want to put it on the honey-do list and circulate that honey-do list for the next couple months, you ask the guy to do it. I'm the woman. I'm the one that's going to absolutely take this by storm and not only win the race, but then represent us well in D.C.
Well, no offense was taken because I have Vicky. So, of course, if I want anything done, I just have Miss Vicky do it, and it's taken care of, and I don't have to worry about anything. So, but I wanted to get into this particular thing. It's kind of interesting because as I look at the dates and I look at the way the signatures were turned in, Justin Amash and Mr. Rogers filed on Monday, the day before the deadline, on April 22nd. Peter Meyer and Sandy Pensler turned theirs in on the very last day, April 23rd. But, you know, goes back to that story, Sherry, that I've been harping on, going back to the MERS news story I reported. I actually read it on this show on November the 11th of 2023, with Mike Rogers standing in front of 10 large legal-sized boxes claiming he had turned in 30,000 or had obtained, I should say, 30,000 signatures, but yet he didn't turn them in until this past Monday. And I'm like, wait a minute. He says he got those signatures within 8 weeks, so he started September the 11th and got them done by November the 11th. Then if you look at the calculator, the financial calculator calendar, it says any signatures from him turning them in on Monday, April 22nd, but going back 180 days, anything collected before October 25th is the 180th day. Those signatures are not valid. What are you hearing? What are you understanding? Some of these candidates that didn't get on the ballot, Glenn Wilson and others, and what are other things you're hearing out there on the campaign trail about these signatures that were turned in this week?
Trucker, I know some of the signatures that were turned in this week are being challenged by other candidates and other campaigns. So we'll see what the fall trial is with that. I really feel badly for Glenn Wilson. He paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to a professional circulator, and basically he got ripped off and was fraudulent. He and I had a good, healthy conversation, and he's saying, Doc, now go burn, is literally what I said. Go burn Rogers. I'm interested in burning. I'm interested in winning this race, and I will win this race. So some of the signatures are being challenged. Whether it was whether he had the signatures or not, it was such a deceptive picture. And he also put that out in his YouTube, and he had, as you said, 10 boxes behind him. Trucker, I turned in 27,542 and it took 3 boxes. But when him coming out in November, people were following the signatures to make the to make donations. And I really think one way or the other, it was deceptive of Rogers to say that he collected all his signatures with 10 boxes behind him. You know what? Stop the deception. He also said that he's a resident of Michigan. He bought a 728-square-foot house that he's not living in because he says that it had to be remodeled. Well, it was remodeled by Gaines before he ever bought it last July, paid cash $275,000, and put it in the Rogers family estate. But he has to remodel it again. There's so much deception there, Trucker. We can't trust him now. So what makes us think we can trust him as a possible U.S. Senate person? It can't. We can't.
Yeah.
So the signatures are being questioned. His integrity is being questioned on every level. We need to get the job done. Get somebody in there that's going to represent we the people, that is of the people. And yes, I'm going to do that, Trucker.
Absolutely. Well, one other thing that I found kind of interesting is Peter Meyer, according to the MERS news story, and I sent you a copy of it, he's the one primarily focused at looking at these signatures, but he's also looking at Justin Amash. And the reason he's doing that is because, of course, they both, back in the day when they were in the U.S. House of Representatives, represented the same district. Justin Amash was congressman from the 3rd back then, according to the maps, and kind of went into a crazy independent spell there toward the end of his campaign and was against Trump and was arguing with him and all kinds of things, replaced by Peter Meyer in the same district. Well, Peter Meyer is saying, wait a minute, if Justin Amash's signatures are good or perhaps not good, this might make a decision on him as to whether or not he drops out of this race. The deadline is 5 o'clock today. Are you hearing anything about what they're doing looking at Amash's signatures and whether or not Peter Meyer's even going to stay in this race?
Chuck, I can't speak to that with any level of integrity and knowing. I have spoken to the campaign manager, and they are challenging some of those signatures, have already gotten 5,000 signatures through the attorneys. But I can't really speak to the rest of that. What I know is I'm in it to win it, and I'm in it. I'm going to stay in it because I will continue to represent we the people.
Absolutely. So you're not really worried about any of these guys, whether they stay in it or don't stay in it. You're willing to debate. Has anybody contacted you guys about debates yet?
None of those three guys' campaigns have. I challenged Rogers to 8 debates when I turned my signatures in on March the 25th, and I've not heard anything back from their campaign. He tells moderators of different debates that he will be there, and he doesn't show up. I've been to every debate that is we've had across the state, with the exception of one, and that was when Dave Ajma spoke to me in Berry County. And the only reason I missed that is because I was down at the border. So I've been the candidate that has been at every debate that I've been made aware of, and those guys have been at none. Chuck, I've been in 73 counties, and I've yet to meet Mr. Rogers. Is he hanging out in Florida because that's where his home is? I don't know, but he certainly is not representing the people. I was in Eaton County the other day, and the gal from Salt and Light said, Doc, you are like a pinball going back and forth and back and forth across our state. Bing, bing, bing. And I am, but I've yet to meet any one of these guys. I would challenge any of them to a debate, and they'll see who the rightful winner is, and they'll see who will represent Michigan and our country.
Well, one of the things I think is interesting, too, is same thing is happening on the Democrat side. And Elisa Slotkin is refusing to meet with and debate Hill Harper and Nasser Beydoun. Nasser Beydoun had been on my show when he first announced that he was going to run. He sent me a text message yesterday. I was actually at the dentist's office. And I got back out my car and I responded to him. He said that him and Hill Harper have reached out to Elisa Slotkin and she won't even talk with them.
No. So I can't speak what's happening on the Democrat side. I can only speak with credibility what's happening on our side. And
yeah,
No, they won't. And Trucker, I think quite honestly, they think they have this in a bag and they think that they've already won it. But you know what? I'm going to come right up the middle and show them no, they haven't. As a female physician, I am the strongest candidate to beat Elisa Slotkin. aside from that, I'm the strongest candidate on our ticket right now that will represent we the people and the values of Michigan as I go to D.C. The other guys are just not solid candidates for this race, and they need to just consider just moving aside, gentlemen. I've got a job to do.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out by 5:01 today. I'm going to be monitoring the Secretary of State's website, and it's going to be interesting. One other thing I did want to ask you about, how is donations going? How are you doing with the people, the grassroots? How are you doing with the donor class? What's your motive operandi when it comes to raising money for the campaign?
The grassroots loves me. As a matter of fact, last night at the end of the meeting at Newark, one lady got up at the question and answer period, and she said, "I don't have a question." But she turned to the audience. She had a check in hand and said, "Open up your wallets. We want her in office. Get it done." Several people taking envelopes last night and doing that. It is going to be a grassroots run. But so often I have people saying, "Hey, we're all for you. Now do the next step. Open the pocketbook. Open the checkbook and get me in office." I'm the only candidate on that ballot right now that's not a multimillionaire. I'm not a millionaire. Why? Because I've served the people my entire life. As a physician, I still have served. So we're counting on the grassroots. We also are having some big meetings. I met with Dennis Kaiser, who came up with Covix, and some great people. So we're continuing to shake the bushes, but we're continuing to count on we the people who want me in office.
Absolutely. So by doing it online, people can go to the website, DocSherry, Sherry, 2024.com. They can donate there. Vicky's donated. You can join her matching her donation. She donated $200 to the campaign. And any listener want to match or come close to matching $50, $25? Sherry, basically any amount would help.
Any amount's going to help. And if people don't trust doing online, they can send it to my post office box 215, post office box 215 in Stevensville, 49127. That's a campaign address. So DocSherry2024.com or post office box 215 in Stevensville, 49127. And the recurring monthly donations will help too. So you can do $50 and through August and then essentially in November.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you being on the road, and we'll see you over there in Grayling tonight.
Look forward to it, Trekker.
Thank you, Sherry.
You bet.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Varner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Greatly appreciate you guys very much. Again, we still have some tickets, last minute tickets still available if you want to come and join Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. You just heard her. She's going to be there in person. Would love to meet you guys. Also, Dr. David Clements, the professor and attorney, got fired from New Mexico University for refusing to take the mask, wear the mask, wouldn't get the vaccine, wouldn't get the jab. Then he started talking about the 2020 election. Well, they fired him. And he's been involved in election integrity across the entire country. He came out with the movie Let My People Go. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to watch that movie. He's going to be here in northern Michigan tonight, and you can come and hear him speak and get to meet him. So again, text me Crawford real quick. I'm going to be leaving right after the show, packing up and getting over there to set up. I'm going to be providing music for them and doing some other things. They've asked me to give my short County Strong speech, which I am prepared to do, and close out the event. And it's going to be a great event tonight. I'll be jumping in the car, going down to a hotel in Flint. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be joining a bunch of patriots at the Flint Public Library for the Roberts Rules of Order class. We have the books. We have the guides. We have everything. We're ready to roll. We're going to teach that. And then I'll be getting back on Saturday, putting up signs before dark. Church on Sunday from 11 to noon, more signs on Sunday afternoon, evening, and then back on this microphone Monday morning at 9 o'clock, God willing. So I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying that you pray for me to have safe travels back and forth from Flint and able to attend this event and have it be a great event. The people that need to be there will be there. That's just simply the way it is. And I'd love for you guys to be a part of it. So again, text me Crawford, and I'll send you Dorothy's phone number. You can get a last-minute ticket. They bought a few extras to make sure they had enough food for everybody and last-minute ticket sales. Everybody seems to wait at the last minute. Well, 5 o'clock today, the doors open, Kirtland Community College. East of I-75, mile marker 251 is 4 Mile Road. Get off of I-75, follow the signs to Kirtland Community College. You can actually see it from I-75, and that's where the event's going to be. Also, we have a fresh batch in. We're going to be bagging up some of those for me to take with me tonight to the event and also for Saturday's class. If you would like 100 of our cards mailed to you from the Antrim County Conservative Union, just go to our website, acconservatives.org, donate $21. We will ship you out 100 of these rack cards. You just give them out to 100 people, and you ask them to talk to 11 people about the 11 questions on the back side of the card. It's very simple. If you talk to 11 people about these 11 questions and get them to think about the election on November 5th, intellectually, not emotionally, you, for $21, could impact 1,100 votes in your world, in your community, in your sphere of influence. You know 100 people or come in contact with 100 people, whether it be at church, at work, people that are part of organizations or clubs that you're part of. Maybe it's people on your golf league. Here, just think about this. It's not Democratic or Republican. It does not talk about party politics. As a matter of fact, it specifically says this is not Republican or Democratic issues. These are American issues. These are things that we, the people, need to think about before we vote on November 5th. And when you look at the 11 questions, the bottom line, it says many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and are concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th of 2024, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. They're roughly, I think these are 4x9s. They're on a very thick, glossy, almost feels laminated stock. So they'll hold up really well. And just share it. Just give it to people. Here, read this. And then talk with 11 people about these 11 questions. Folks, stop and think about this. For $21, which is the cost of printing them, shipping them to us from New Jersey, us putting them into a padded envelope, spending $4.87 to ship it to you because it's considered media, first-class mail, you get them within a couple of days with a tracking number. For $21, and you just hand them out to just 100 people? If you're campaigning for office, county commissioner, clerk, whatever, just give these to people and have them think intellectually about how they're going to vote on November 5th. Now, I know the primary is August 6th. That's what we're really focused on first. But we have to look at the general election as well. U.S. Senate race, critical in Michigan as well as president. But that's it for this week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Now back to the music, the 60s, the 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a blessed weekend. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr.